Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is both a pleasure and an honor to be with you today as we dive into another powerful Root Cause Radio podcast. This show, like all of our shows, are sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. The American School of Symptometry is the teaching and training arm of Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. Ladies and gentlemen, symptometry is the only form of applied therapeutic science that allows us to overcome disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. If you are new to our broadcast, please know that you can get tonight's episode not only live right now, but also on our website, rootcauseradio.com. Again, root, R-O-O-T, cause, C-A-U-S-E, radio, R-A-D-I-O.com. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you with us, and you'll want to know that that website is also where you can find information about our licensed symptometrist and doctor of symptometry to have your own private health consultation. That's where you can get information about our e-courses and events, whether live or online, that you can take advantage of to empower yourself, support your family even more so on the health front. We're really excited about those online courses because we know so many of our listeners are, in fact, family caregivers, people who are responsible for either a special needs child or an older family member. And so we are happy to support you and provide you not just tools, tips, and tricks, but actual solutions that will support you on your health journey with your family and make you a better advocate for yourself and your loved ones, no matter which form of health care you choose. Again, the tools and information that we share with you can actually even improve your visits with your allopathic doctors and those sorts of primary care providers, okay? Again, symptometry does only offer all natural, scientifically supported, non-pharmaceutical methods for recovery. And if you have a particular concern for yourself or for your family member, I'm happy to share that symptometry does still offer the courtesy, no-cost, 15-minute health consultation, 15-minute health consultation that is available. And you can dial 708-691-4977. Again, that is 708-691-4977 to take advantage of that information, take advantage of that resource. Tonight, it is the time of year where it is a joyful time of year, right? Family, friends, food, festivities. It's definitely a joyful time of year. But we also realize that this is the time of year where there can, in fact, be trauma triggers, right? Sometimes your family dynamics, your family situation has changed in terms of who you have around or who you're able to have around. So tonight's podcast is dedicated to helping our listeners overcome grief, heartache, and just the other sorts of mental health issues that come with the holiday season. We are delighted to share this information. We will have a special guest joining us momentarily, actually. But what I want to go ahead and share is just some information for you. If this is something that you're not dealing with personally, please rest assured that you know someone who is having this battle, right? Even though it may be silent, even though it may be a silent battle that we have not or that they have not shared with you already, okay? So before our special guest comes on, just want to highlight a few things for you. Just want to highlight a few things, whether it's for yourself or a loved one. During the holidays, if your family dynamics have changed or if you're seeking a little bit more love and comfort, a few things that you can do. One is gratitude. Try to write down, if you could, the things that you are grateful for. And if it's hard to think of the things that you're grateful for, write down like your top five memories, right? It could have been the time that you were happiest. It could have been the time that you overcame something that was really scary or overwhelming for you. It could have been the time that you learned something or grew in some way, or even a time where you were able to be of service to others, right? So sometimes for happy memories, a lot of people dig back to the time maybe when they were on vacation or a birthday or a graduation celebration party. However, even if you don't have those kind of events to draw on, you can certainly think back to a time of you personally overcoming or you being able to assist someone else, be it a child, be it an older family member or whoever it is. And may I just also share, one thing to write down is to be grateful for the emotion, right? Our emotions are really, what can I say? They're like arrows that point us to the fact that something significant is happening, right? Especially if you're dealing with grief, loss, or heartbreak during the holidays, know that, it's okay to be vulnerable at this time. It's okay, be mindful that there may be mood swings, that your social needs will change, that your eating and sleeping habits even may not be consistent, and that you may need to deal with grief in your own way, right? And so the suggestion here, if you will, is to plan for time to be by yourself, but also plan times to have the social interaction, because that can be really overwhelming. It can, but try and schedule or plan social interaction with people that have been supportive of you in the past, or with people who allow you to support them, right? Because some people prefer to focus their energy on others. So you may find yourself volunteering at a homeless shelter or a nursing home or some kind of environment where you can give and receive love and caring without obligation. And so just think through some of those situations for yourself. Step number one was the gratitude or the joy, a journal, right? Having those go-to moments that you can pull up. And number two, again, what I just shared is scheduling time to be around others and also giving yourself time to be by yourself, right? Because what we can do that is sometimes the most harmful is needing to be strong or putting on that strong face or repressing the need to cry as it comes on. So recognize your emotions, allow yourself to go through them, and actually allowing yourself to experience them is the fastest way to get through it. And that's why that calendar will be such an asset and an advantage to you, is putting something on your calendar that you can move forward and go through. For a lot of people, that may be church or some sort of religious service. Again, it could be family time. It could be volunteering, as we just mentioned. So do not hesitate to put things on your calendar and allow yourself the time by yourself, but also allow yourself to be around others so that you can be supported by others in that way. And another thing that I want to point out, highlight, encourage you to keep in mind as well, is also to make the point, if you will, of paying attention to what you are consuming, okay? So as many of you know, with our previous guest, Dr. Maxwell Narte, who's been on the show, Root Cause Radio, with us before, There are books, The Downside of Nutrition, also the book What to Consume, that Dr. Narte wrote as the founder of Symptometry, just to allow people to not be victimized by the foods we're consuming, right? So if you are already experiencing grief, heartache, loss, mood swings, then what you will want to keep in mind is that although you may gravitate towards the chocolates or the pastry-rich desserts and things to give comfort, right, and give that satisfaction from the sweet tooth craving, you are also going to want to be mindful that such foods will, in fact, make any depressive episodes or mood swings more severe because of the spikes that come with consuming and metabolizing those foods, and then all of a sudden those resources are quickly depleted. So you're going to want to take advantage of things that help you stabilize for longer periods of time while still providing the raw materials for boosting that mental energy and stabilizing your mood. So if you eat meat, you'll definitely want to be going for lamb, goat, or bison, as those are the highest in the amounts of phenylalanine. You also have, if you're a vegetarian or vegan, I know a lot of people are these days, navy beans, the small navy beans, sometimes called northern beans, are the ones that have the highest natural amounts of phenylalanine in them and with them. So just a few tips right there. There are many more in the book, What to Consume, and then also the book, The Downside of Nutrition, is the one that would alert you to more of the triggers. But just keep in mind what you are consuming, even if it's as simple as making a food journal, just any old notebook you can use to jot things down and give yourself something to focus on and pay attention to. Because, again, that will definitely impact your mood. And even though in many parts of the country it is cold outside, do yourself the favor of staying mobile, right, and exercising, even if it's just going up and down the flight of stairs in your home 20 times, if it's doing 25 jumping jacks or 100 jumping jacks, something to get your circulation going, even if you can only do 5 toe touches, right? So you want to make it a point of being physically active. In fact, it's scientifically proven that even just 10 minutes of walking per day does wonders for improving mood and focus. 30 minutes a day does even more, and that's a huge benefit, especially if you're already battling like high blood pressure or things like that. So if you can't start out at that level right away with the 30 minutes a day, still definitely make the effort to be physically active. And again, it gives your mind something to focus on and a way to help yourself move through. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to go ahead and check in and bring up our featured guest for tonight's podcast episode. And please do stand by. Four, five, six, nine, one, eight, three. Okay. And then we also have Dr. Maxwell Narte. That's Dr. Maxwell Narte, whose health center is headquartered in Westchester, Illinois, actually maybe 20 minutes outside of Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. And this is exciting because not only is Dr. Narte our guest for this evening, he's also the founder of Symptometry. The founder also of the American School of Symptometry, and what started as a journey for his personal health, for his family's protection, has actually grown, right? 16 years of research later, 20 years in practice with the Symptometry Health Center, ladies and gentlemen. The world does have cause therapeutics. So we are really thankful for him joining us tonight, and also especially thankful that he still offers consultations. So if you have a question or a concern, you can reach Dr. Narte's office by dialing 708-691-3000. 7081-4977. Again, that is 708-691-4977. And we are excited to have so many of you with us tonight, and we will not belabor the point of the show anymore because we know you joined us to get specific information, and we are happy, happy, happy to share it with you, okay? Lupus is an inflammatory disease, right? And the immune system going on when someone is diagnosed with lupus is that the immune system is really attacking its own tissues. This can be very painful and uncomfortable. It's actually one of the most overlooked and misdiagnosed conditions in the world today. There are 5 million people living with lupus at any particular time, but even if the concerns are reported right away, ladies and gentlemen, what actually happens is that on average it takes about 6 years for okay, and while we're not sure what happened with the previous, with patching in our special guest for tonight, we do want to go ahead and connect and finish out the show on tonight's topic, overcoming grief for the holidays. So we want to thank all of our listeners for staying with us. I know our technician team is reaching out to our live listeners on the line. So we want to thank you for staying with us and getting the information live for tonight's podcast. We do appreciate each and every one of you that tune in. So in continuing on, and again, apologies for not being able to patch our guest speaker through, but we also want to encourage you just to cover some of the information that was going to be covered. We also want to encourage you to think about and remember those in non-traditional families. And there are other kinds of trauma as well, just beyond the grief that comes with the passing of a loved one. There is also grief from having family members incarcerated, divorced recently, you know, unplanned addition to the families, or be that step families, right, step parents, or step children. So just being mindful of the fact that this is not necessarily a joyful time for everyone, and ways that we too can actually be more supportive in during this holiday season with sharing and supporting our loved ones. Okay, so earlier we shared the information and tips and tools for the individual, right? And again, those top five we had was, and just in no particular order, because some of these will work, will be more effective for some than others, but we did want to go ahead and share all five. Again, one would be including the exercise, the mobility, the physical movement, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes a day will make a positive impact on your mood, right? Because you won't feel like it, but you will feel better afterwards. Then we also have the food journal in terms of being mindful of what you are eating and consuming, and keeping in mind the fact that sugars, processed foods, those will cause your mood to swing, your energy levels to spike more often than not. So you want to be eating those things sparingly while grieving or going through an emotional hard time in any sort of way. And then you also have the foods to include, which we mentioned, just a few pointers of the lamb, the bison on there. I didn't mention this one earlier, but sardines is actually a low-cost option that you can include. And I know the Symptometry Cookbook has sardine gravy and fritters and different ways that you could incorporate that into your menu. And then for our vegan vegetarian friends, navy beans, the small navy beans would be higher on your list. We also have the gratitude journal, if you will, or your joy journal, writing down five happy memories or five times you remember yourself making an impact or overcoming, ladies and gentlemen. So those were some of the key ones that we mentioned there, and you are welcome to listen to the replay if you missed us at the beginning of the show. But ways to support, right? Ways to support a loved one as well who may be having a hard time during the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. This information from Symptometry and just the science available through Root Cause Therapeutics is something that we are very happy to share, because this allows us to give ourselves a biological advantage over whatever we are going through. Okay, so yes, there are the health packages and the recovery packages available through the health center that you can order and have your personal consultation with to get. But it's so exciting. It's so exciting that this information is available for us to do, and we can do something nurturing in terms of preparing food or helping with the grocery shopping so they have these things available for themselves, right? Because they may not want to come out of the house, right? They may not want to get dressed to meet you for lunch. But these are exciting things, especially today with the technology of video calling, video conferencing. If you have that kind of phone, FaceTiming, right? Every provider calls it something different. But there are ways to connect even when you can't be there physically. And that's actually the first way in terms of, a pragmatic and caring way to be helpful when someone is battling. And that is being present, right? Being present within our own limits. And sometimes we don't know what to say and we don't know the depths of what's happening. But know that your presence alone can be very comforting. And even admitting that you don't know what to say or how to support is better than ignoring or minimizing what the other person is going through. Another thing is to ask questions that invite conversation, right? So how are you today can be a loaded question for someone who is grieving or who has just experienced trauma of some sort. They might just give you the standard answer of "I'm fine," right? However, a question that is more likely to get at the truth of the matter are questions that point to something specific, right? Have you eaten today, right? What did you have for breakfast? Were you able to sleep last night? Can I take care of something for you so you have time to yourself, right? Would you like a hug? Right, so giving specific questions with time-bound activities is more likely to elicit a truthful response from the person, as well as give you clear ideas on ways to support, right? And which brings us to our third point of listening more and talking less, right? There are no prizes for dealing with trauma gracefully or handling loss well, right? Or even being strong, quote unquote, strong during a health crisis, right? And so most people are just barely putting one foot in front of the other in these situations. So the more you listen, the more people will even be able to share with you how to help. And even if they're not talking, if you're not talking, you're actually observing as well. If you're not talking and they're not talking, then not only are you listening, but you're observing, and you can notice things in terms of how their behavior or their patterns now are different from what they were before, right? And in practicing empathy, this is tip number four, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of practicing empathy, you want to, before you're around them, imagine, if you can, being in that person's situation, especially if you've been in that person's situation before. Sometimes finding a a group or a support person. I know sometimes churches, if someone's going through a loss, then they will have someone call or reach out to that church member if that person has also experienced a loss, right, partnering up, just to have someone to listen or someone to talk to who can actually empathize with the situation. So you'll want to keep that in mind as number four. And again, that is a harder one sometimes, especially if it's not an experience that you've had before personally, right? And so we can even watch movies or read books about these sorts of things to gain more insight in terms of what a person is going through, to be more empathetic. But again, one, be present as much as you can, right, within your own limits. Two, asking those clear, specific questions, not a general one, like how are you, but a specific one of what did you have for breakfast or lunch or dinner? Did you have a chance to get some sleep last night? Have you left the house today, right? When's the last time you talked to so-and-so? Specific questions, would you like a hug? Those sorts of things. And then asking those sorts of questions and then actually listening to the answer. That was tip number three, listening more and talking less. We also already shared the tip about doing something tangible and useful, the hug, offering to drop off soup or going grocery shopping. And while it may feel presumptive to make suggestions, offering something concrete such as cleaning, cooking, errands, really simplify things during a really overwhelming time. And you might actually identify a need that the person didn't even know that they had, okay? And people, especially if they're battling a health condition or some sort of trauma as well, do not isolate them simply because you can't relate to what they're going to. They still like movies and eating and I don't know, maybe taking a walk or whatever it is you used to do with them before this traumatic event happened. But the last piece of encouragement would really be to keep the invitations coming, even if they decline or go for a rain check in the beginning, even if they come to your party but leave early or change their mind at the last minute. Know that they are just managing the situation themselves. Hopefully, it's a long time before you are in that situation yourself, but these are tips and information that you can keep for yourself, to use for yourself as well as use with another where you notice a need. So at this time, tonight's podcast is officially over. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties, but thank you to everyone who stuck with us for the entire broadcast. We are delighted and so thankful that each of you stayed with us, and we wish you the best possible holiday season. Join us again next week, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Root Cause Radio as we are sharing the secrets of optimal health. Thanks, and have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.